July the 26th, 1960, Fairbanks, Alaska, in the Chamber of Commerce log cabin. The final report on the Golden Age Committee of the Chamber of Commerce. And we'll now record this.
The Golden Days Committee had their final meeting Tuesday night at the Chamber Log Cabin. That was Tuesday, July the 26th. In the final summation, Bob Caffey, chairman, wanted to give thanks to the following people and organizations for their help during the Golden Days period. A&B Auto Sales for the use of their convertible Sunbeam during the parade and for the rest of the weekend. Aurora Motors for the use of the 1960 Cadillac for the King and Queen Regent. Weaver Brothers for moving the trailers for the stage. Miller Bentley for loaning the trailers for the stage. Music Mart for the use of the piano at the Midway stage. Marvel Mobile Homes for the PA system and the use of their convertible for the parade for Mr. and Mrs. Golden Days. Personnel Services for their sound truck at the Midway. The 50-60th Air Police Squadron for help in putting up the Midway. KFRB for putting in... for keeping in contact with the Midway and noting all changes in schedules. KTVF for fine commentary on the Pioneers' dedication ceremonies. Trip Office Supply for the use of a typewriter. The Elks Club for the use of the hall for the Miners' Ball. The Eagles Club for the use of the hall for the Golden Days Ball. Monty's Department Store for the use of their window for the headline display. Jimmy Pastel for the wonderful shows at the Miners' Ball and the Golden Days Ball. Edna Wise for the shows for the Miners' Ball and the Golden Days Ball. Queen Alaska Airlines for bringing in the Eskimo dancers. Harry Quest and the Dixieland Band for donating one night to the Golden Days activities. The Gold Rush Saloon and Bud Vigue for all of the help on the greeting committees and for filling in the gaps where needed. Fairbanks Business Schools and Marcy Krotz for the wonderful Secretary of Service all through the committee meetings. Major Bob Faulkner for the headline predictions and the blindfold drive in the parade. Sweet Office Supply for the use of the cash drawers at the Midway. Italian Kitchen for support and for the use of their equipment. City Police for cooperation all through the Golden Days and the wonderful support on the parade. Fairbanks Fire Department for assistance in many ways. Edith Barnett for unfailing support throughout two charter trips in the Golden Days period. Odom and Company for donation of soft drinks for the fights. The girls from the Fast Sewing Center for closing up for a day and a half and pinch hitting at the Midway. There are many others who helped immeasurably. But of course they are too numerous to mention. Also a lot of thanks to the people of Fairbanks for the hundreds of people that came to the Midway and supported their favorite organizations. The final tabulation of the finance isn't ready as yet because all receipts are not in. However, it looks that from the gross receipts taken in on the Midway, at the dances, booth rentals, the fights, the promotional gold coin sales on our charter trips, plus our costume permits at this particular date, total receipts are approximately $2,719.21. Of course, 99% of this will go out for bills that we haven't even started to pay yet. If we could just possibly make this $2,700 cover all of the bills that we've got to pay, due to the fact that we had to hire so much labor and so many other things that we had to get done in order to get the show on the road, I'm sure that the entire Golden Days activities financially would have looked much better. As I said before, if we can just make it all stretch and go where it's supposed to go and make it all come out with two big fat zeros on both sides of the ledger, I'll feel that we've had one of the finest Golden Days periods that the city of Fairbanks has ever seen. Support goes in many, many different directions, but the one thing that we had the least of, and that was active workers. I'm very certain that if the job of the Golden Days chairmanship goes to anybody else, God give him strength to carry it through. These are my words. Thank you very much, Harry.
This is Harry Hughes recording the comments by Bob Caffey, chairman of the Chamber of Commerce Golden Days Committee. And Harry Hughes was chairman of the Pioneers Golden Days Committee on this report. This tape recording is transcribed from a previous wire recording of the 1960 Golden Days for the Pioneers of Alaska at Fairbanks, Alaska, July the 20th to the 24th. July 22nd was Discovery Day, the day the gold was discovered in Fairbanks area, July 22nd, 1902. And this tape is to be preserved for future research and playback.